If you're anything like me, it's hard to keep yourself in books. In fact, I'm between good books right now, so I'm especially excited about this next segment coming up.
Steve Paulson is with us. He's executive producer of To the Best of Our Knowledge. He probably sees more books cross his desk, and they end up stalling there for a while, than anyone here at the station. He's the perfect guy to ask for some up-to-date book recommendations. Steve, thanks for stopping by again.
Oh, it is a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's get right to the books. I'm looking at your stack, Falling Upwards.
Falling Upwards by the British writer Richard Holmes. It's fabulous. You probably think of, when was human flight first invented? You'd probably think, what, the Wright brothers?
Wright brothers, yeah.
Yeah, the invention of the plane. Well, actually, you have to go back to the 1780s with the hot air balloon, and it's an amazing story. So there are these stories of the early balloonists, and it's filled with sort of wonder and optimism and bravery and danger because those first balloons were actually made of paper, stitched together or held together by buttons, and it was fueled by burning hydrogen. So, you know, imagine the danger there. And Richard Holmes tells one great story after another. So going back to the very early 1800s, there were these balloon shows that were kind of like circus acts. And so, for instance, to tell one story, there was this young French woman, this pretty young woman, Sophie Blanchard, who would attract crowds of people to come out and watch her. And she would stand sort of like in a champagne bucket, right below the balloon. It would lift hundreds of feet into the air. She'd have these flowing dresses, and she would perform tricks in the air, and sometimes fireworks would go off. You know, this is all around, you know, a very flammable balloon, and eventually, after some years, she did fall to her death in a ballooning accident. And then to tell a more optimistic story, not ballooning is not just about tragedy. In 1978, there were these two East German guys who were desperate to get out of East Germany. This is back during the Iron Curtain years. And they spent about 2 years sort of looking for the pieces to build a balloon, because this is back when the secret police, the Stasi, they would check and see if, you know, were people buying lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so they went and they slowly gathered propane burners and fabric and all of this stuff. And eventually, got this balloon, and just as the Stasi were closing in on them, they took off one night and went up to about 9,000 feet. And of course, in a balloon, you don't know where you're going to go. You're sort of at the mercy of the winds. And so they landed, and they didn't know where they had landed. And it turned out it was just on the West German
wow.
side, and they had barely missed some high voltage lines. So amazing stories.
Those are amazing stories. It makes you wonder how the author Richard Holmes rounded those up. That's kind of a hidden history, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Well, he spent years doing this, and it turned out that there was this whole legacy of famous writers from the 19th century, and they all talked about balloons. There was sort of this public fascination with balloons.
Do you kind of want to go up in one now?
I do, actually.
It's funny that you say that.
He says that, you know, going up on a hot air balloon will change your life.
Wow. Really?
And I've never been in one, and I do want to go.
Was there you think of planes or cars, there was always a race to beat the other person in the next level of technology. Was there a balloon technology race that he tells about in there?
He does talk about that, yeah. And so there are modern balloon versions of this. And there's a whole other story of ballooning, which is the science of ballooning, the science of meteorology. And so there's sort of a whole science aspect of this as well. And there are these famous scientific expeditions. There was one that was the first effort to try to go to the North Pole in a balloon, a Swedish troop. They did not make it, I am sad to say.
That does not sound like a good idea.
Yes.
I mean, the paper was bad enough, but you add the North Pole. Well, tell us about the next selection on your list. What have you got?
It's a biography of the young Charlie Parker, the great jazz player, written by Stanley Crouch, who is a well-known jazz writer himself, a great cultural historian. It's called Kansas City Lightning, The Rise and Times of Charlie Parker. And what he really does is he focuses on the Kansas City roots of Charlie Parker, which I didn't really know anything about. And Kansas City was this mecca of jazz back in the 1930s and 40s. And so Parker grew up there in the 30s. It was, I mean, the way Stanley Crouch writes about this, it was like this town out of the Wild West, run by gangsters. The jazz clubs were basically run by gangsters, too. And the jazz was really good there. I mean, this is where Lester Young came from, Count Basie. You had to know what you were doing. And the young teenage Charlie Parker would go to these clubs, and he was actually laughed off the bandstand a couple. You know, the great Charlie Parker. He wasn't good enough. He was humiliated. So he went out and he found mentors, and he taught himself, or, you know, was taught how to play. So he would spend days and hours every day playing. And eventually he helped to reinvent jazz. And I mean, and part of his whole style, I mean, it was, you know, it was partly creating this, the new sound of bebop. It was, he wanted to play really fast. So he would actually file down his mouthpieces so he could blow harder and play faster. And then there's a tragic side to the story, of course,
right.
As well, because he got hooked on heroin and ended up dying very young. And, you know, he probably had, what, 15 years maybe of playing jazz, but he changed the jazz world in that time.
So he was playing at these clubs that you're talking about owned by gangsters. It seems like it'd be easier in that case to run into that dark side of life than even, you know, we hear these stories all the time with musicians. More so when you're playing in places maybe owned by the same people selling you the heroin.
I think that's true. And I mean, part of the point that Stanley Crouch makes is that, you know, jazz wasn't just a job that you had. You know, you just didn't just go there in the evening to play jazz. It was a whole lifestyle. And Charlie Parker was immersed in that lifestyle. And then he went off to New York. And he actually, and Crouch sort of opens the book by telling this great story of kind of the moment when Charlie Parker burst onto the national scene. He was playing with this band from Kansas City, the J. McShane Orchestra, and they show up at the Savoy in Harlem, sort of the center of the jazz world in all of America. And the reigning, this was the era of the battles of the band. So, you know, these two bands would play and, you know, one would try to top the other. And the reigning kings were saying, you know, we're going to send you back to Kansas City. You're not going to cut it here. Well, Parker and company, they blew them away. And, you know, that was the beginning of a new era in jazz.
And cool to be there that night.
Yeah.
And Stanley Crouch is a heck of a writer. I've only read shorter works by him. The writing lends itself to maybe a good holiday read for people?
It does, yeah. So, and it's more than just a jazz story. It's really a piece of cultural history. And Stanley Crouch has been working on this book, I think, since 1981 or something
Wow.
like that. I mean, you know.
Can you tell when you read it that this is this is a meticulously researched
it
book?
It is, yeah. Well, he wanted to tell the story of not just jazz, but of Kansas City as well.
Interesting. All right. Well, you've got one more for us, and this one is a novel. What is this one?
It is. It's called Nairobi Heat. It is by a Kenyan-American writer named Mukomo Wangugi, and it's crime fiction, actually. And there's a great backstory here because Mukomo is actually the son of one of Kenya's most famous writers, Ngugi Wa Thiong'o. And Mukomo himself was—he was born in Illinois, grew up in Kenya, so he has a thick Kenyan accent now, and then moved back to the U.S. and actually went to school in Madison. Got his Ph.D. here, and so this is a—it takes all the conventions of the classic detective story, and it's set partly in Madison, partly in Kenya.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And the main character is this cop, Ishmael, who is African-American. And so it's playing with these notions of racial identity. So the African-American cop in Madison, you know, in this predominantly white town, and he realizes to solve the murder, he's got to go off to Kenya. So then he becomes the black man in Kenya and is dealing with corruption and violence. And it's so you, I learned a lot about Kenya, and it was also fun to see the references to Madison. And it's a really good read.
So you have called this author that I'm not going to try to pronounce at the moment the Stieg Larsson of Kenya.
Okay.
That's high praise. So is he going to be the next big thing?
He could be. I mean, it's what's really interesting is there are a lot of really good writers who are adopting the conventions of genre fiction. So in this case, crime fiction, to write about the larger society. And that, you know, when you think about what Stieg Larsson did for Nordic noir, I mean, it wasn't just that he wanted to tell these good stories. He wanted to talk about neo-Nazis there and all of that. And to some degree, that is what Mukomo is doing in his Kenyan stories too, and he's crossing boundaries. So it's, you know, it's partly about race and politics in the United States, but also in Kenya. And he started this whole series, and so his detective has moved to Kenya for the second novel.
So it sounds deep, but is it still fun?
It is fun. It's absolutely fun. You turn the pages to try to figure out what happens.
We'll be borrowing that one.
supporting
the writer.
Yes.
So I'll recap Falling Upwards by Richard Holmes on Ballooning, Kansas City Lightning by Stanley Crouch, and Nairobi Heat by Mukomo Wangugi. And we've got that on the Central Time Facebook page. Steve, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Always a pleasure.
That was Steve Paulson, executive producer of Wisconsin Public Radio's To the Best of Our Knowledge. And you can share your favorite new reads on our Facebook page, too. This is Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio.